Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made,
and we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We are excited to be breaking new ground this week's teaching topic. How are we breaking new ground? By the Word. The Word will reveal unto us where to strike and what to do in order to move forth.
Hallelujah. And on this Tuesday morning, we want to go back into and setting the stage. We got to set the stage, because the only way we will be able to break new ground, in other words, do new things, have these things come to pass in 2026, is going to be by the Word. And on Monday, you use the scripture from 1 Samuel, right?
Yes.
If you guys tune in on Monday, you'd have heard this scripture out of 1 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 21, which is key for us all in 2026. So let's just recap that. Then the Lord appeared again in Shiloh. For the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh. How? By the Word. By the Word. And when you go, guys, over back up to verse 1 of Samuel chapter 3, 1 Samuel chapter 3, and you look at verse 1, it says, Now the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli, and the word, there it goes, and the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation. It's not big. It says that. In verse 1, it says, the word of the Lord wasn't everywhere. It was rare. It wasn't just common. And because of that, there weren't revelation, widespread revelation. So we can glean here that we get revelation from where? From the Word. And the Word is God. So in order to break new ground, you have to have the revelation to how to do it. And it's coming through the Word. Hallelujah. You got to see that. And that's, it slipped down. That's why when you go down to 21, it says, and the Lord appear again. How the Lord does. He appear, every time the Lord appear, it's by his Word. Mm-hmm. How does the Lord appear to us in 2026? By his Word.
Mm-hmm. I like what verse 3 says.
Yeah.
And before the lamp of God went out in the tabernacle of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and while Samuel was lying down. So the Lord's not going to allow his lamp to go out. He's going to reveal a word to somebody of something, a prophetic word, as a directive, an initiative to do, to bring forth that widespread revelation that is needed.
Yeah.
We need widespread revelation. We can't grow complacent. We can't be so locked into conveniences that we're not doing what the Bible tells us to do. In order to receive the revelation, we need to be in the presence of God. We're reading his word. We're hearing his word. But we also not just in an academic way, but in a way where our spirit is yielded unto him so that he's able to deposit in us the voice that goes along with that word, the 2026 instruction that goes along with that word for us, yes, for our situation.
Come on. And then we look here as we stay here on this Tuesday morning, because we need to stay here, set the foundation for 2026 so that we can accomplish the things that God wants us to accomplish in 2026. And we have to have a years to year. We have to have a years to year. And we have to, and here's the other thing that we have to do here. We must differentiate between the voice of God and the voice of men. We have to differentiate between them. And what we have to develop a sensitivity to know the voice of God. Because continue in verse 4, that when you look at verse 4.
That the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here I am."
Yeah.
So he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." And he said,
"No,
I did not call. Lie down again." He went and lay down. Then the Lord called yet again, "Samuel." So Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." He answered, "I did not call, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, nor was the word of the Lord yet revealed to him. So the Lord called Samuel again the third time. So he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you did call me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord had called the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go, lie down, and it shall be, if he calls you, that you must say, you must say, speak, Lord, for your servant hears." So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood and called as at the other times, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel answered, "Speak, for your servant hears." Then the Lord said to Samuel, "Behold, I will do something in Israel at which both ears of everyone who hears it will tingle."
I'm going to do something in Israel, brand new, that will amaze everybody. This is powerful for us as a people from Celebration and as a people who tune in to make your day count. I tell you right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by his word, he will do something new, something powerful among us in 2026 that will tingle the ear of people who hear it, that will marvel the eyes of people who sees it. But back up, Diana, to verse 7. Here's a key in verse 7.
Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, nor was the word of the Lord yet revealed to him.
See, in order for us to do the mighty things, supernatural things, you have to do what? You have to know God through his word. That's it. The only way we can do supernatural things, we have to know God through his word. Because it's the word that brings forth the super among the natural. We are the natural. He is the super. So when the super now coincide with the natural, we have miracles. That's the only way. And true, it comes through the word. It only comes. So it's not hocus pocus. It's that guessing game is operated in the word. And we can learn from Samuel right here.
Yeah.
Samuel didn't know God. How?
Yeah.
He didn't know the word. He didn't understand the word.
Yeah. He heard a call, but no one could produce it. Only God could produce it.
Come on.
So he heard a call. He heard that there was something important. There was some purpose. He heard a call of his specific name.
Yeah.
But he wasn't able to identify the source.
The source. Where did the call come from?
Yeah. So that's why we're running all these places trying to figure out, you know, some relevance to our life. Because we're seeing all these things capturing our attention. Then we think, well, maybe I should go this over here. Maybe I should go this over there. But no, Eli told him what the must is. He said, "You must say, Lord, speak. Speak to me pertaining to my situation. Not what does so-and-so have to say, not what does social media have to say, But Lord, what do you have to say to me pertaining to this situation? And I've heard a lot of people, you know, share testimonies and such where God will give them a specific instruction, and God's specific instruction will root out that issue that they're having. If it's a physical issue, if it's an emotional issue, God gives them a direction and they go round and round, try to do it all 5 million other ways. And then when they finally do it God's way, they say, oh, it worked. They didn't understand that it was just too easy. God said, do this. And it was just too easy. Like, don't eat this particular item. And then not eating of it, the situation reverses, the situation cures. But they tried every other way before instead of just doing what God said.
Yes. So we must obey the word. So, and for this year, we must adopt. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's use another term. Mm-hmm. Obey the word. Mm-hmm. Let's adopt the word.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's just adopt it.
Well, we want to adapt it, but we need to adopt it.
Yeah, we need to adopt that right? word.
We want to adapt the word to our situation and twist it this way and pull this phrase from here and this phrase from there. But we need to adopt it in its totality of what it says.
I adopt it. That means it's now exactly what it says, and I'm going to do exactly what it says. And I got it. Okay, it becomes mine. This is the word of the Lord that is speaking unto me.
Yes, like when we adopt a child.
Yeah.
If you go to an agency and you adopt a child and you sign those papers, that's yours.
That's yours now.
And there's no turning back. So every time you go outside the word, you're going to fall and get into serious trouble.
Come on.
So we need to always stay in the word, and it's better to obey than to sacrifice. We hear and we will obey the word.
Yeah, we hear and we do.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is it here. We hear, then the next thing we do.
Yep.
So we said the word of God at celebration. Mm-hmm. We said the word of God is true. And not only at celebration, wherever church you go to, and you the people going to raise their hand and says, the word of God is true. You ask 1,000 people, they say in church, they say the word of God is true. But here's the one now. Is it true unto me? That's a different one there. Okay? Is it true unto me? And it only will become true unto you when you what? Adapt it.
Yes. Yes. I was just having a conversation with somebody the other day. Just like somebody cannot walk for you, right? Yeah. They could give you all the coaching, but they can't do it for you. Same as with the word. We have to get in that word and the revelation for ourselves. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMIE.
What is seen to the deepest part.